Pod Culture Special Edition, A Rocket and Root Beer, for Thursday, April 1st, 2010. Welcome to Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
I'm Adam.
I'm Andy. I'm here for the ride.
Hi, Andy. Welcome back.
It's April 1st, and we usually do something a little special every April 1st. Just kind of...
No fooling.
No fooling.
No
just
fooling.
Something to kind of mark the special of the passing of a I wouldn't say a friend, because we didn't...
He's a friend.
Yeah, he's a friend.
He's a friend in the community.
Didn't get to meet him much, but he was something that got me... kind of interested in podcasting a lot. April 1st marks the passing of Joe Murphy from Kick-Ass Mystic Ninjas and Slice of Sci-Fi and a lot of the Farpoint shows. And I got to meet him once at Dragon Con. Awesome guy.
So sweet.
And we just wanted to do something a little special. I got a little special geek cuisine. And Joe liked his root beer. So we've got some root beers. Now this first one that we have is... going to sound a little ordinary at first, but we've done something a little bit before, and we've noticed that there's a difference. We have some A&W, but this is not your normal everyday A&W root beer. Yeah. This is A&W root beer in a glass bottle, which you don't really see very often. Of course, the best way to get it is to go to an A&W restaurant and get it in the frosty mug out of the tap.
Yes.
Wow.
But this is probably the second best way. And looking at this, carbonated water. Sugar. So it's made with real sugar as opposed to high fructose corn syrup. So let's pop this first one open here with our little Pod Culture Koala bottle opener.
Is it the U one?
Yeah, this is the... Oh, God, this is going to die. Tastes like ass.
That'd be you.
Yeah. We need to find a fourth one.
I know, I know.
We got these a while back before Adam joined the crew
like
regularly.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the... Here, no,
that's the one to open the tofurkey and gravy ones with.
Yeah. Yeah. It's better to not open those. I've learned from experience.
Yeah, let's not... No more. No more tofurkey and gravy.
Ever.
Yes.
Thank you.
Ever.
No. We can... This is much better, and this is for Joe.
Load all those up into a rocket and...
Launch them into space.
Launch them into
a Mason rocket?
The sun.
Yes.
A Mason rocket.
I don't know if we're going to launch them into space and piss off alien life forms.
No, that's why we launch them into the sun.
Okay.
That's good.
Oh.
It might
blow up
the sun.
But, yeah, you know.
Okay. Who needs it, really?
So yeah. Here we go.
I've got minis.
A&W root beer, glass bottle, sugar. So this is kind of like A&W throwback.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
Throwback one.
Launch it, Joe.
Here's to you. One from a homie.
Oh, man, that's good stuff.
I like it.
Yeah.
This tastes like it almost like it came out of the tap.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little thicker, a little creamier than plastic bottle stuff.
Oh, that's good.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Can I love you some A&W?
Mm-hmm. That is probably out of the mass market root beers, definitely my number one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's tasty.
Same here.
Chug it, sister.
Although Bark says caffeine.
What's that?
Nice.
Although Bark says caffeine.
It gotta be something said about caffeine.
Excuse me.
Bark says bite.
Oh. What that taste?
That's not like birch beer. Has anybody had birch beer?
I have had that at the fair.
I love that.
Moving right along, because we have four of them.
A few.
So, yeah, a few. Oh, nothing major. We have one. This one is Napa Valley. Root beer.
Napa Valley.
Before we get started, what do you think?
California
good stuff
root beer.
On
A&W?
Oh, yeah. Thumbs up.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Napa Valley Soda Company. It's their root beer. Sterica 1872.
That's an old root
beer. The company, not
I think I had a teacher in high school that was born about then.
Stop.
Now, this one is a little before, because Glenn. This one does have high fructose corn syrup.
Doesn't make it bad, but...
No.
Not necessarily.
Would still be good.
But I think this is one of the ones that Christine and I found out in about one time.
Uh-huh.
Let's go into this without bias.
Right. It could be good.
It could be ass.
It could be ass. The bottle doesn't look like it's completely full, though.
Excuse me.
No, it's about normal on a glass bottle.
Some settling may have occurred.
Yeah.
Ew.
No. And potato chips, I expect as much. Not so much in a bottle of root beer.
Yeah, this is potentially older than my bag of chips.
Is it potentially older than Glenn itself?
Time is not that old.
Yeah, no such thing.
Stop.
Yeah, it's got a slightly different smell.
Yeah, the doctor shows up and goes, hi, Glenn, you were here before me.
It doesn't seem as carbonated.
Because my tummy is full, thank you.
No, it doesn't. Not as bubbly.
It smells fine.
Yeah, it smells like root beer.
It smells of root beer. Hmm.
I like how he waits until we try it.
Hmm. No, I was settling down. I'm the one, doing the wine pouring here.
Yes, yeah.
So, yeah, Napa Valley Soda Company root beer. Let's give this bad boy a shot.
Got more of a bite kind of to it. It's
yeah, definitely there's more carbonation feel to it.
Has a cola-y kind of aftertaste.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely more. You can definitely get the cola.
Almost more of a on the back end of the taste, there's a little more of a licorice type taste to it.
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
When I used to freeze root beer in cups. Mm-hmm. Like to eat like slushies. Mm-hmm. You know, it has that kind of syrupy. Mm. Well, of course, with the high fructose corn syrup, but it has that heavier flavor to it.
Yeah, that's okay.
It doesn't suck, but yeah, so far the A&W.
This one lays on you a little bit and it just.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a little more cloying on the taste.
Yeah.
Not bad at all, though. I mean, if you like root beer, it's.
Yeah.
It's,
he'll drink it later.
A very serviceable root beer.
Yeah.
So far, still a second to the A&W.
Yep. Yep. The R. I tell you what, let's take a break before we do another one.
Take a break.
All right.
Break.
We'll play a song. Break. Why? What other song better one to play than Mason Rocket? And we will be back with two
more Beatnik Turtle
root beers right after this.
Friends of ours.
Who will
Thank You, Beatnik Turtle. You know, that is a song that never gets old.
I dare you not to get it stuck in your head.
I want to see a little. I want to see like now. a little cartoon video,
like a Kim Possible style animation.
Mm-hmm. Well, like the from Cheyenne Wright's art that he did with Joe and Cap.
I love that
picture. That actually the one I've got a little picture of hanging on the studio wall.
I love that.
Yeah, I like that art style and. A little animated series like that would be awesome.
They'd just be so up cute.
Like that in Flash. That wouldn't be too hard.
Okay, Adam.
Maybe time consuming.
Glenn, get on it. Yeah. The two of you.
Time consuming.
Get on it.
Hard. Yes. Not really. Not too hard, but.
But we're back. We've got two final root beers here. Just our little special for Joe. First, this third one here is Main Root Hand. Crafted root beer at mainroot.com.
I think we got that at the liquor store. Didn't
I don't
we?
Think I've ever heard of a root beer as having been crafted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, even better, fair trade certified.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Let's see if we find the ingredient list.
Real roots,
made from root and beer.
Real beer,
gluten free and caffeine free.
Oh, caffeine free.
I guess the ingredient list must have been
on the box.
On the box.
I tend to treat caffeine drinks with the same disdain that Glenn treats diet drinks.
Yeah.
Why the? It's like I'm not. You know, like coffee. You know, why would I drink? I don't drink coffee for the taste.
Oh
yeah.
the ridiculous drink I've ever seen. Diet, caffeine free, Mountain Dew.
Yeah, that's travesty.
Pointless.
It's called Diet Sprite.
Travesty.
Yeah.
If you're going to drink caffeine-free Mountain Dew.
Just pee in a bottle. It's the same color and the taste is about the same.
Thank you.
Not that I would imagine.
Not that you've tried that.
I would imagine.
At all.
I'm trying to remember that line from, that line from Dodgeball. You know, why do I drink my own piss? Because it's sterile and I like the taste of it.
Just a little bit, please.
No wonder the actor
smells really pretty
held
different.
Up a bank drunk.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Timber!
Fumble!
Fumbaruski! Fumbaraya! He's got it!
Did you break
we got it?
It.
The mic fell down.
Even if I just did, it would have been the mic clip. So. Sorry about that, listeners.
This is a different scent to it than the others.
Yeah.
It does.
I don't know if that's promising or worrisome. I don't know.
Scent. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Fragrant. Let's find out.
Ooh. There we go.
Like more caramely or something.
It's weird.
Ah.
Oh, wow.
That is nasty.
Whoa. That is different.
Yeah. It's different. I don't think it's nasty.
I don't think
but
it's bad, but it's different.
It's not.
My mouth is like, what the
It's not what
was
I was
expecting. I was expecting, it's not the root beer, typical root beer flavor that I expect.
Or like potpourri flavor.
You normally go around chewing on potpourri?
Only if I'm really hungry.
You need the fiber,
it's
I guess.
Herbal.
You need
it's
roughage.
It's smooth. It's got a... It's kind of,
I get the licorice-y kind of thing on this one, too.
It's almost got a caramely, like, little, like, tinge of caramely taste to it.
A little bit. Maybe the sugary type thing on that is what's getting me.
So. It's not bad. I would put this in second, I think, now.
It's not bad. It's pretty good.
I think I would put it in third.
It plays with the definition of root beer, though.
Yeah, it does.
And for that, I'm going to have to slide it back down to third. If someone handed me a bottle and said,
third so far from me, too.
Just not, because not it's not just, exactly where it ought to be.
Well, buddy.
You need a picture of that now.
Well, buddy.
Yo. Yeah, little pod culture koalas kind of hanging around the
studio. We have so many pod culture koalas. I don't know what we're going to do when we move.
Hat on him.
Well, we have Darth Koala sitting up there. So.
It's Belly.
One final root beer we have is... just because I had to try this. Clover Valley Root Beer. Now, Clover Valley is pretty much the store brand for Dollar General. So, in essence, generic root beer.
Hmm.
But that's not necessarily a bad thing. Because a lot of store brand stuff's actually quite good and usually made by some of the same folks that
pretty much
bottle other stuff.
Sometimes they get it right.
The Club Crackers?
Czech black cherry cola, one of my all-time favorites.
Mm-hmm. The Czech orange, Czech strawberries.
Some of those Czechs are really good.
Czech ginger ale is awesome.
Where? I've tried that. Where?
Czech ginger ale.
You should go Canada Dry. But
that's Czech ginger ale is pretty good.
Where do you get this?
Kroger's? Czech, no, Czech used to be Winn-Dixie.
That's true.
Kroger's is Big K.
Big K.
But yeah, Czech brand. Because you used to get like two cases for like $3 or something like that. Just it was like half the prices.
Not that they overcharge for sodas or anything.
Oh, no, never.
But yeah, our final root beer here on the Joe Show.
Oh, just some of that of carbonation.
Yeah, buddy, and the high fructose corn syrup.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
The good stuff. Kind of. Well, not really.
Does it count as a vegetable?
Just a little bit.
It'll ooh, make you a vegetable.
I don't know if I don't know if I that's want good, that's to. Good. That's too much different root beers all coming out at once.
Yeah, that smells like the root
just
beer.
Just a little bit, please. I'm going to blow up.
And this has more of a head on
it.
It
will.
As well. Or at least
that's actually got some fuzz going on here, too. Yeah. Fizz.
Better heads on a mug of
fizz.
Beer.
Fizzy, fizzy. Yep.
Now that's root beer. Plain old, non-screwed with, generic root beer.
Nothing fancy. All just
right. See, y'all, I'm going to give mine a shot here because I just had to get done, walk back over to the studio, or over to my mic.
Oh, that was pathetic.
Yeah, this comes in
I'm
going to
float away.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely going to have to be second on my list there. So I got the A&W, followed by the
Clover Valley,
then Napa Valley, and then the main route.
The scary one.
None of them sucked.
No, they weren't bad. Some of them just like,
just
the
not
hell
what
was
I was
that?
Expecting.
Yeah.
My face is like, what now?
Yep. Thumbs up pretty much all around, I think.
So, Joe, buddy. I miss hearing you on the podcast.
Oh, me too. He always had something nice to say. Yeah. Like, no matter what all craziness was going on around.
Tripped and fell into a pile of midgets.
He was always nice and quiet.
Yeah. He is the master of the stealth zingers.
Much like our own Adam.
Yeah.
Only sometimes.
And Glenn. I think on that one note, we miss you, bud. And we're out of here.
Have one for us. Cheers.
Be seeing you.
Have a good one.
Good night.